We started with 10 minutes gone, and there was a high ball from Maureen Pienaar. Andy Trimble was knocked off the ball, and there was a penalty was given, and Jackson 3-0. And then on 19 minutes, a break by Pienaar, he chipped over Rob Kearney's head. Kearney took him out with the shoulder. He was yellow card. The referee gave a penalty try, which Jackson duly converted. No more scoring then. That was 10-0 until the 26th minute, whenever Ulster penalised, going over the top of the ruck. Sexton from wide out kicked a very good 30-metre penalty and repeated again when Van der Fly was tackled high, making 10 points to 6 at half-time. And I think, to be honest, if you'd ask most of the Ulster crowd, they were still very nervous. They're even more nervous the first 10 minutes of the second half, when Leinster really threw everything at Ulster up on their line, but their defence held good. There was a knock-on when they were driving forward. There was also a very, very good turnover, which meant that Ulster were able to clear the lines. And then in 52 minutes, a long kick by Pienaar into the Ulster... there was a Jackson penalty. They make it 13 points to 6. Whenever Rory Scholes was taking a pass and he was impeded, Luke Fitzgerald was then yellow carded. 58 minutes then, there was a long kick downfield. Kearney took the ball into touch. Great line-out drive from Ulster. Jackson did a superb bit of a run round, gave it to Marshall. He fed Jared Payne in the burst. Payne over in the corner. Jackson converting, making 20 points to 6. Another Jackson penalty then on 69 minutes after Roger Wilson literally bulldozed into the 22 and forced Leinster to go offside, made it 23 points to 6. And then, as I say, Jackson, who possibly should be named now in the match because he had a tremendous game overall. I mean, his contribution today was 20 points, and you can't really take that away from him. And with that try and all the rest. And then, as I say, Jackson's intercept where he raced the line. He always had the edge, but the Leinster's guys made him run to the end as he collapsed over. Took the penalty very quickly. Back came Ulster and had a great piece of play going left. The ball was three or four times, the bases came out, and all of a sudden Ulster nearly scored in the corner, but the pass from Andy Warwick, just Rory Scholes couldn't get his hands on it, and it fell into touch. What would have been possibly a bonus point try, but really, from Ulster's point of view, they didn't really, I'm sure that point won't matter, because those 4 points now bring them back into contention, and certainly if they go to the Ospreys next week and play like that, they should guarantee themselves a post 12 top four. Whether it'll be 3 or 4, nobody knows at the moment, but certainly at this moment in time, if we look at that league table, Glasgow now have 71, Connacht have 69, Leinster have 68, Ulster have 64, all playing 21 games. Scarlets have 58, but they have 2 games left. They have to play the Dragons today, and if they won that one, that would bring them to 62. Munster are the team that probably have to worry most at this moment in time, because I cannot see them make a top four. And next week, they play the Scarlets, and if they were to lose that one and Edinburgh were to win, who knows? Munster might struggle maybe in the Champions Cup. Hopefully not, but let's concentrate on what happened here today. A tremendous result from Ulster in this group. Well, they had to beat Leinster today, and they certainly beat them in great fashion. Final score, Ulster 30, Leinster 6.